really easy. We're going to have to break this up.
Yeah.
We can't transport it all like this.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
No. You did a good job. You did a really good job. What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 crates? Jeez Louise. Well, I told you to hit the bullion deposit. You hit the bullion deposit. That's a lot of gold. That's a lot of gold. Yeah, no, it's... it's heavy. That is substantial. That is nice. That's real... Well, the problem is, as you can see by the numbers here, this basically tracks the gold. It makes it so you can't really fence it. So we have to re-smelt it all, which is going to be a problem. It's... with half a ton of gold that requires re-smelting, and you gotta take it to a place, and the place has to not ask any questions, because obviously, as you can see by the gold, it's marked. So smelting it would unmark it, but that would be our first step, is to re-smelt all this into something else. Into, I don't think we should do equivalent ingots, because ingots at this point are being tracked. If they haven't been tracked already, what has it been? Oh god, it's 48 hours? Got this to me really late. I understand moving this stuff is probably really hard. I wish you got it to me sooner. When we can get it to re-smelt, that's not the problem. I think the problem is then how you're going to re-fence it off after that. It's because they're going to be looking for an amount of gold in equivalency here. I mean, unless you can reforge it into something like art, that's going to be hard to move. Especially out of the country, which is what you're going to need to do. We need to get it out overseas immediately. Oh yeah, because if it stays in the States, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. I mean, how sure are you not being followed? I mean, the saving grace is if they knew who did it, they would be here already. So it means that you still have a bit of a head start. Well, no, I intend to take every advantage of it, if we can. Yeah, I gotta make a few calls, though. Oh, yeah, more than a few, maybe a dozen calls. Yeah, well, got two places I know in the States that can smelt this. They're both 2 days' drive from here. You're not flying with this. Yeah, the second you put this in a checked bag, it's gonna flag. You're gonna need a drive. Can't take your vehicle and probably do a rental. Yeah. Or we can do a private, a charter or something. Because every day is all this time matters. At this point, it's time. I can see if I can get you a smelter in South America. We fly it out of the border. If we can clear out of the States, especially Panama or Costa Rica, somewhere that doesn't have extradition, we find a smelter down there, then take it on a vessel, move it out. You can probably find a buyer in China. A Chinese buyer would be really easy to come by. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, if we get the gold over to Southeast Asia, we can make it disappear. We have to reforge it. That's the first step. And the question is, what do you want to reforge it into? That's hilarious, but I don't think ink and matrimonial headgear would be appropriate in this situation. This is slightly crazy, but hear me out. What if we break it down and smelt them into solid knives, forks, and spoons? The reforging process would be longer because of all the small intricate pieces, but as a series of what would be solid gold silverware, it would be virtually not something that people would look for. It would fly under the radar. I think it would work. You can even do plates if you wanted to, just everything solid gold. I don't know, you're looking at maybe 500 pieces, 600 pieces maybe. You'd box them, crate them, cargo ship them. I can get you on the vessel. Yeah, well, if we get you on a plane today, we get you to Panama, I think the Atlantic Light, which is out of Miami, will be passing through the gates. You can pick him up on the Pacific side, joining us, part of the crew. You smuggle the package on board, that way it fits in with one of the containers. Put in one of the container ships. I have a container on the vessel ready. That's primed. You're going to have to pay me more, though. Probably double. Nothing substantial, just arms. You trade the arms for the gold. I don't know, I'll take... I'd do it for 600 million, maybe. Yeah, all told. Just 600 million flat. You pay me that, and it's all yours. Oh, you're going to clear... You're going to clear 1.2 billion with a B if you get it overseas. They're going to figure it out, though. I mean, I don't know how you guys pulled this off. How many people in the job? Wait, just you now? This is not a one-man job. This is a crew. This is 16 people at least. 11 if you got some people who can do two jobs at once. What do you mean? They're all dead. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's no need for that. We're on the same team here. Besides, you kill me. There's no way you're getting this gold out of the States. I'm guessing you've went to three other fences already. All of them told you the same thing I told you, except I think I'm the only one who gave you a plan. Otherwise, you'd have shot me a long time ago. So my guess is you're pulling a gun on me for leverage because you don't want to pay what I'm asking for. So let me factor in the value of my life into that number and we can drop it down to 300 million. Yeah, just a smooth 300 million and I'll get you out. Oh, whoa, 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 100 million. That's very generous. I think it's incredibly generous. I think it's generous enough. I think it's very generous. You could literally just give me, what was that, half of this crate and I will, yes, you can, look, I'm just going to dial right now. I'm going to call the plane. All right, you can watch me. You can watch. Listen, we were having such a nice conversation. Why do you have to ruin such a, we had it ruined such a nice, it was a lovely day. I'm calling right now. Hello? Yes. I am ordering a salad. Extra croutons. No greens. When's the fastest that could be made for me? Excellent. No. I'll come pick it up. Thank you. That was the plan. That was the code word. You go to the tarmac and everything's fine, but they're going to have to call me once you get to the tarmac to verify everything's kosher, so you need me alive. You shoot me now, you get on the tarmac, they're going to know something's up, they'll shoot you. All right? I'm taking this crate. One crate, you get another five. We'll call it Squarzy. I'm not going to send anyone after you. You won't send anyone after me. I'll forget I saw you. You forget that you want to kill me. And everything goes back to being kosher. Yeah? Yeah? Sounds good. You'll need me alive. None of this works with me dead. Oh my god. Thank you. At least someone... Oh!